Good evening, Dr. Schnitt, dictating a 1280 kg on patient Nichols Evans. On 12/30/25, Mr. Evans performed a 1280 kg, period. Patient's in a normal sinus rhythm, period. There is a first degree heart block. TRS complex is normal, T waves normal, period, nopagraph impression. First degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next. 1280 kg on patient Gene Goshen. On 12/30/25, Mrs. Goshen performed a 1280 kg period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes and T waves are normal period. No paragraph impression. Normal EKG. Next. 1280 kg on patient William Patton. On 12/30/25, Mr. Patton performed a 1280 kg period. Patient's in a normal sinus rhythm with a first degree heart block, left axis deviation, interventricular conduction delay consistent with left bundle branch block, T waves normal, period, no paragraph impression. First degree heart block, left axis deviation, interventricular conduction delay. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Robert Say, S-T-E-A-Y, this goes to the VA. On 12/30/25, Mr. Say performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period compared to a prior study dated 9/12/25. There's been some improvement period. No paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction showing some improvement period. The previous study showed normalization of lung function after bronchodilators, unlike the current study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and James Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 12/30/25, Mr. Floyd performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/3/25, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Camilla Boss, B-O-S-S, this goes to Van Tanner, PA on 12/30/25. Mrs. Boss performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/2/25, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Period. Thank you.